This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. We are back with another episode of Toilet Reviews here in season two. We've been doing this for a while now. I'm happy to keep it going. And today we're going to keep it going with a more unique one, I'd say. We're going to review the daily games you can play on the web and send to your friends. Let me explain. So basically, we have all these games. I don't know if these started around COVID or what. I didn't do a lot of investigative reporting here, clearly. But we have these games like the Wordle, Connections, the Mini Crossword. And then let's go further. Outside the New York Times circle, we have The Framed, where you have to guess the movie based on a screenshot. The Movietal, where you have to guess the movie playing in 1 second. Regardless, we have a lot of things, and I'm going to go over all of them and talk about them. Basically, it's just a good way to stay in touch with your friends. It's a good thing you can do every morning when you're working, quote unquote, and you want to, you know, just relax for a second, do something that challenges you a little. And I feel like for a lot of people, me included, this started with the Wordle. The Wordle, New York Times game, where you have to guess a five-letter word. It shows you yellow or green tiles based on if you have the right letter in the right place, yada, yada. Really fun. Not too hard. Play on hard mode, make it a little better. You know, you get an annoying word like sassy sometimes that has three S's, and you're like, whatever. But fun game, you know, solid 7 out of 10 game. Another New York Times one that I started doing, thanks to my friend Lucy, is called The Connections. And this one is rough for me. You have 16 words, and there's 4 categories of 4, and they range from easy to hard. And I'll tell you, I fail this one at least 50% of the time. I'm too impatient. These games, for me, I need to be quick, fast, and I am just too impatient. I like The Connections, though. It makes my brain work, but whew. It's killing me. 6 out of 10 just because I'm spiteful. The New York Times Mini Crossword, very fun. I really like this one. Classic. It's easy enough. I have some friends who do the big crossword every day, and I've sat in on a couple of these sessions, and I contribute maybe 2 out of the, like, you know, 60, 70. I don't know how many word options, like how many entries there are, but I barely contribute. These are friends who are much smarter than me, and I enjoy doing it, the mini, for that reason, because it's a little easier. 7 out of 10 because of the confidence boost. All right, outside the New York Times circle, we have some music ones. We used to have The Hurdle, which was like a Spotify song of the day. It got taken out. I don't know if Spotify was the one who nixed it, but I liked this one. It was really hard for me, though, because you never knew what you were getting. It could be like a top 40 song today. It could have been, you know, a popular song from the 70s or 60s or something just random. So it was a little tougher. I'm sure they only picked songs that had a certain amount of plays, but still. But what has persisted is my favorite music one, which is called The Beatle, which is a Beatles song every day. Actually, 2 Beatles songs today. And it's one of my best friend's coworker who developed this, which I love. And yeah, I love The Beatle. It's not terribly difficult if you're a big Beatles fan, like I self-proclaim to be. But yeah, really enjoyable. They also have like a Bowie ones. They have, I dated a girl who did the One Direction one every day, and it was mind-boggling how fast she got it every day. And I could never do it. But there you go, some music ones. We have some movie ones as well. The Framed is a fun one, which has a screenshot. You have 6 screenshots to guess the movie, and they get harder or get easier as they go. Really like that one. The Movietal plays an entire movie in 1 second, and then you have to guess it. If you don't get it, you have 2 seconds and 3 seconds. Really enjoy that one as well. And then the Flick Talk, which is the screenshots, but for TV shows. They need to do a better job because me and my sister do this every day, and we see repeats. They're always way too easy on the first one. Like the other day, it was like Squid Game, and it had like the big doll girl, and I'm like, come on, like this is easy. But Anyway, I love all these media ones around music and movies. So I'm going to go 8 out of 10, actually. I think they're very enjoyable. And I'm sure there are many more out there, you know? We're going to keep it short and sweet today for your hopefully short toilet needs. But we have these fun games. Highly recommend them. Reach out on the podcast about what your favorite game is. On the Instagram, reviews for the toilet. And yeah, I want to know what your favorite daily games are, daily routine things you do that you send other people. And that's the point. The best part about all of these is you can share your results at the end. It's a little bit of rubbing it in, maybe, if you're trying to show that you did better than your friend or family member, whatever it is. But it also is just fun, a good way to keep the conversation going with friends, have that constant interaction. Especially if you're like me and work from home, it's nice to have that daily interaction with people. The national day today, ironically, is National Unfriend Day. It's a picture of a rock that says friends and has like a crack down the middle. That's hilarious. The description is, on this day of self-care, unfriend everyone who does not add joy to your life. This is an interesting one. Notice it says on this day of self-care. This actually is a self-care kind of thing, to remove people from your life who are kind of taking more than giving. You know, don't turn into a giving tree for your friends, in the sense you do not want to lose yourself in any friendship or anything. You both should be giving back to each other, adding to each other. This is something, it can be hard to, you know, when we're in times of need, it feels like we're giving more than we're taking, and that's okay. Because it'll all come back around afterward when our friends are in more need of help and we can be there for them. So, you know, cut out the people, though, that you need to. It's a hard thing to do. I'm not good at it. There's not a perfect science on when you should do it, but you know when you know. Thank you for listening to Toilet Reviews today. We will see you next week for next week. Bye.